good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Connecting the Dots. You're enjoying another Republic Broadcasting Network show. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. Thanks for joining us this evening. I think you're going to really enjoy some of the comments, some of the thoughts, and some of the ideas. Before we get to our guests, though, get out that pencil and paper. The teacher in me wants to really share with you some of the items, some of the events, some of the appreciations that I'm sure they're on your mind also. Before we get into our guests this evening and the commercial breaks, make sure you go to that 21st Century Paul Revere Ride.us. Take a look at the Paul Revere Ride t-shirts, the Stop Illegal Immigration on the front, Ask Me How, and the great logo on the back. I have had, just in the last week, wearing it around the Denver area, have had some tremendous conversations with folks and got them involved and even jumped into, and I got a whole group jumped into and joined NumbersUSA.com, which was a part of that t-shirt, and a lot of folks saying, thank you very much for giving me the ability to take action. And so that pencil and paper, go to NumbersUSA.com and become a member. Tell your friends about it. Also go to my website, FrostyWooldridge.com. And for those of you out there that want to become a Minuteman, and of course a woman, if you will, make sure you go to MinutemanHQ.com. And again, for those of you who want to take action concerning this massive invasion of our country, FireCoalition.com with Jason Mocek. That's Jason Mocek at FireCoalition.com. And TheSocialContract.com. I can't begin to tell you how fantastic it's worth your time and your $25 a year to get the quarterly. It's called the Social Contract Quarterly. And every 3 months, you will get an extraordinary journal that is written by some of the top people in the country, TheSocialContract.com. Check it out. FairUS.org, that's Federation for American Immigration Reform, FairUS.org. Make sure you get there and get to be a member. Dan Stein, I just saw him a week ago in Washington, D.C. Alipac.us by William Gein, Alipac.us, and David Durham at CarryingCapacity.org. Those are some really top sites. And as you know, I write for News with Views, Morty.com, Morty'sCabin.com, Rinse.com, FederalObserver.com, OpEdNews.com, AmericanChronicle.com, and I'm now in the 32nd week of the series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans. And make sure, for those of you who really want to get involved, Patriot Union of America, and that is an outstanding organization. I work with them. You can go to www.patriotunion.org, patriotunion.org. Make sure you let them know that you are available and get all the information and take action off that particular website, the Patriot Union of America. Again, all these websites I know work well, they take action, and they are the ones that can not only connect the dots for you, they also help you take action and connect the dots for your friends. You're not alone out there. And, of course, I definitely want you to join or be a part of SaveAmericaFund.org with Wanda Paite. That's the truck driving organization that is trying to get another truck driving rally going. And as we've said many, many times in the past, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on it coming. That was the Texas Ranger, Captain McDonald. And that's the key here. It may seem just a little bit bleak out there. There's all sorts of things going on that you just sit there and you can't believe. Today, 6 illegal alien Arabs in the United States of America were planning to shoot up Fort Dix in New Jersey. And just after this commercial break, we'll kind of go into that just before we go to our guest. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. See you on the flip side.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized. and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening. You're listening to Connecting the Dots on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Frosty Woolridge, out of Denver, Colorado. It's been a quiet day, a little sunshine over the Rocky Mountains. I'm looking right across at them. In fact, I can see Long's Peak at 14,255 feet. I know that one. I think it was 255 feet because I climbed it a couple times. Evans Peak is to the west of me on the western side of Denver, and it just reaches 14,000 feet into the sky. I've climbed it. I've bicycled it, and I've even driven a car to the top of it. It's one of the few, in fact, it's about the only one, besides Pikes Peak, that you can drive a car to the top. And so there's a lot of beauty out here in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, and pretty soon the streams are going to be swelling with the spring tide, and a lot of flowers, of course, have already popped up, and spring is always in the air, and certainly summer on the way. And as you all know, Fort Dix, New Jersey today had a big, big scene where there were 6 Muslim terrorists. One of them, I think, was a naturalized citizen from Jordan, who are now in custody with the intent to blow up and kill as many soldiers as they could on the base itself. So as you see, the United States continue with this invasion through our southern border, and unending immigration from incompatible cultures and terrorist kinds of countries. We are injecting ourselves with jihad, and we are injecting ourselves with the consequences of the Middle East by our immigration in from those countries. And as you all know, President Bush has accepted 25,000 Iraqi refugees into this country, and you have to ask the question, how is he going to investigate whether or not they have the same kind of intentions as these six young men who were in the process of committing their own VTEC murders, if you will, except this was going to be on a military base. So as you can imagine, the plot gets a little thicker and it gets a little more complicated. And so this evening, we may talk about that at the end, bottom of the hour as you make your calls in at the phone number 800, of course, 313-9443. But before we get to that, I want to bring to your attention a group, and it's a band that I met, I think about a year and a half or 2 years ago, called Poker Face. And this band has been around for a while, and they're kind of a political band, but you can go to www.pokerface.com, P-O-K-E-R-F-A-C-E.com. And the one thing that really steers America, or stirs that passion in us, of course, is the songs that are sung in this country, whether it's country and western, or whether it's a Britney Spears, or certainly whether it's a Whitney Houston, or Ray Charles, Louis Armstrong. Think about all the gorgeous and beautiful songs that have been sung. Barbara Streisand does her singing. And, of course, Frank Sinatra. And all those, Elvis Presley. Everything that we have that steers our hearts is brought to us and to us by music. And Poker Face is an outstanding example of that. They had a recent album called Made in America. And Made in America, of course, is music to many, many people's ears, and it has really brought many people back to their childhood, brought them back to their roots of patriotism. And I've got several of the CDs myself that were presented as I was traveling around the country, and that's how I got a hold of the Poker Face and the music that they play. And the one thing is that Poker Face music hits home. And it's really a band that, one of a kind. The music is great, and they're not afraid to tell it like it is. And the CDs are, of course, awesome. Very cool, very informative. Anybody in the music business in America today knows that. And true patriots, the Poker Face, are not afraid to step out of bounds and get right in the face of the elite. And that is the excitement about them. And this evening, I'm going to have one of their reps, representatives, of course, come on, and we're going to talk about the band itself, the kind of music, and to bring you to them, I'm welcoming Paul this evening. Paul, are you on the air, sir, and you can you join us?
Yes. Thank you for having me on today. And you might get a call or two from bandmates if they get a chance to turn you on the web on rbnlive.com.
Oh, well, that's great, Paul. Thank you very much. And, just give me a kind of a feel for what you're doing and what Poker Face is doing and what has been accomplished and what hopes to be accomplished.
I guess in 94 was when we started to address the political aspects of a good government gone bad, when it started to kill and execute its own citizens, a la Waco, a la Weavers, Gordon Call. And starting to look at, what is going on with our government? We're supposed to be of the free, by the free, for the free, and as long as I don't violate your rights or your property, I can't be the unique free God made me to be. But no longer do we have that. We have a nanny state that's trying to grow us into a global parasitic state where we're just serfs on the global plantation, and freedom no longer is free because there is no God, and the state is your God, and they will license you and permit you what you can do with this life. So the music started to reflect the tone that, if nothing else, just stir the heart that, hey, we are Americans, two, that we do have freedoms, and three, they come from a father, creator, so to speak. And whether people choose to believe that or not, that's on their fault. But, those of us who can recognize that there was a creator in the overall plan, we'll try to stay and maintain our freedoms regardless of whether the Satanic Order wants us to be a part of it or not. We call it the Borg, others call it the Matrix, many call it the Beast.
By many names, obviously, there's no question. And so your music reflects the discontent that's out there concerning, you know, internal acts of government in our country, and what kind of a response have you gotten from that over the years since 94?
Wow, brother, we've been on like probably one of the coolest trips that, you know, I could have created for our human beings. Like, the music has been like an ambassadorship for us to meet other Americans that love America like we do, you know. And the music finds itself, its own new cool people, and then they tap into us by contacting us through the web or through the phone, and we get to know of a whole other, you know, group of people that, you know, are American lovers. And what I've come to the conclusion is there's a lot more of us than there are of them. And what's happening on the local, state, and national level is happening on the global level. And one of the outcomes is this whole insanity with illegal immigration. It's just one symptom of a decaying national structure into a supranational structure, which is where they're trying to force us to go to. I don't know if you saw a recent interview where Aaron Russo was talking about his meeting with Nicholas Rockefeller 11 months before 9-1-1 happened, and Nicholas Rockefeller basically, you know, telling the whole thing that was going to go down that day, okay? But the thing that he kept asking Aaron is, like, you know, talking about we, the people, calling us basically useless, he was like, why do you care about them? Why do you care for them so much? And it's just like the callousness, the devilishness in terms of the lack of care, the lack of attitude for the rest of us just kind of disgusts me that, you know what? What he wants to do to humanity is to chip all of us. And I'm like, hey, chipping's a good idea, but it should only be for the psychopaths, okay, the inner breeders, multi-generational Satanists, that we need to keep an eye on. So if anybody's to be chipped in this world, shall be you, after we nationalize all the funds that you've stolen from we the people, or we the free.
I understood. You know, I met Aaron Russo. He is the director of the movie Freedom to Fascism.
As well as Mad as Hell videos.
Right.
That was a great series that turned me on to him years ago. And
right.
We got to meet him at the Libertarian National Convention back in 2004 when he was running as one of the candidates.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's trying to do what he could do at the level. He's a successful producer, movie producer, and concert promoter. That's why they tried to, like, bring him in into the big boys network where we scratch your back, you know, you scratch ours, but, you know, you need to shut up and stop doing the kind of movies that you're doing. You know, that's why people like Mel Gibson are getting trashed by the system, because he puts forth movies that do stir the passion of the soul inside of us human beings, that, you know, we're being drugged and dumbed down to death, that we don't even recognize that there's a whole spiritual body to ourselves. So those people, those human beings that still are free, that can still touch others, whether it be through music or through video, they try to silence them, or they try to put them out of business, or they try to make sure that they never get the business. Like, when we've been approached in New York City at our gigs, they love the music, but they hate the message. And if they're going to do any business with us, we have to tone it down. And each time we've said, like, you know, there's a door. Don't let it hit your ass on the way out. It's like, you know, it's repugnant that they, knowing what we're about, that they'd even, you know, have the wherewithal to even say it in front of our faces. But they do, because they want all kinds of ways to the human soul and heart to be stopped, so that what happened in the 60s with the music revolution stopped a war in Vietnam, which was nothing more than a drug war, which continues on today. Just another aspect of it.
You know, I can really appreciate that, Paul, because there's no question, having come from that era and having been completely lied to by LBJ, and then,
nothing's
of course,
changed, brother. Nothing's
yeah,
changed.
Well, you know, and the continuation of the lie by Richard Nixon and all those 58,000 young men who died, I am quite poignantly still in great memory over that. My roommate was killed in Vietnam, and so I understand that. And then each day you see what's happening over in Iraq.
It disgusts me, brother, that we're even over there. Okay.
Right. It's the horrible continuation of the lack of integrity and the lack of honesty toward the American people, that they just have to give up their sons and daughters for such fruitless and insane and inane kinds of conflicts that are created. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Paul right now of Poker Face, and we're going to be right back after these few words from the sponsors. You're listening to Connecting the Dots.
All right.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Gentlemen, welcome back. You are listening to a segment of Connecting the Dots, and thanks for joining us this evening. We certainly appreciate your ears and your eyes and your minds, and again, that pencil and paper. If you have questions, we'll get to them here at the bottom of the hour. Now, Paul, one of the things I might have the audience appreciate out there is, of course, I think the PokerFace.com can get all the information, but do you have some tours that you're going on, and do you have ways to get the CDs offered to the public? Is that all on the website?
Yeah, pretty much. We have a mailing list that you can join that's on the left-hand side towards the top. We have a forum that you can click on. It's very politically incorrect, but there's a lot of illegal immigration information on there. There's a store that you can click, and there's four CDs for sale and three T-shirts, and what our main focus right now is finishing up disc five, which is Peace or War, and then we have another 12 songs to follow immediately after. We've written a lot of music since 2003, since Made in America came out, but between births, between buying equipment of our own and learning how to use it, the learning curve's been like the last couple years. And if you hear the music, we're not just going to release something for the sake of releasing it. There's a certain level of quality that we always try to maintain. And I just wanted to bring one thing of notice, especially with the Vietnam War. The last disc was called Made in America, which is MIA.
Right.
And the new one's called Peace or War, POW. And if you look on the back of the CD for MIA, you'll see that we have the little Prisoner of War logo on there.
Yes.
with the MIAPOWfamilies.com so that people can go and help the organization, especially when the administration and lame-ass senators like McCain or Kerry yelled at the families to basically get over it and get over themselves and stop basically wasting their time on this subject. And I'll never forgive those two gentlemen for that alone, apart from other treason, but, you know.
That's appreciated. You know, and for those of you who can remember that, you'll see the MIAPOW black flag with the white trim of that, and that is American citizens who have continued the vigil for the POWs that were not returned and the MIAs, the missing in action, that were not accounted for by the Vietnam War. And, you know, even though David Halberstam, the great writer who died just recently and wrote the most truthful a book called The Best and the Brightest, he has died, of course, in an accident just recently. He was 73 years of age. I'm hoping that another great writer digs into the Iraq War and really brings up the truth, brings up the facts, brings up the appreciations, because every night I turn on the news, I feel I'm responsible to keep in touch with what's going on, and you just see all of these kids over there, the orphans that are on the streets, and the refugees streaming all over Iraq, and of course American soldiers, another, what, eight or nine got killed over the weekend. Again, just meaningless deaths caused by George Bush's lie and the Congress facilitating the lie. And as we all know, the Vietnam War went on for 10 solid years, from 65 to 75. It was just a nightmare daily for me as a kid, knowing that I was going to get killed and watching friends get killed around me. And then I went through the Army and Fort Benning and scared to death and wondering what for, what's the purpose, and there was none.
No, and you were sacrifices to the Al Moloch, like they do over at the Bohemian Grove.
Right, exactly. And, of course, it came to reality once that the war was exposed, and it was a lie, based on a lie. And all those kids and all those wounded soldiers all sent to Vietnam for somebody to make a lot of money, somebody to gain a lot of power, and nothing has changed. And your music, I think, reflects that here in the early part of the 21st century?
Well, we're trying to pick up where we thought the great masters left off, and it's up to our generation to continue being the voice, since mainstream music is basically dumbing down the acts that they only put forth, like if you're pro-gay or if you're anti-gun or if you're pro-abortion or if you're pro-death. It seems like only one voice is heard, or how depressed my life is, how much life sucks, or how many things can I buy, look at all my bling. And it's like, excuse me? You know, music is what's supposed to be used, because for us, it's the one thing that allows us to touch even close to what spirituality is. I don't know if you've ever been to a Pink Floyd concert, but you felt like you just had mass, okay, because you were singing all the great positive words, okay? You were heightened by the visual as well as the aural, and you came out of the concert just wanting to hug your brother, okay? So for us, music is a spiritual, you know, side of life that, you know, that's why they interjected into movies, because if you didn't have the soundtrack, you know, how much more boring would the movie be, or how much less emotional impact would it be? So music for us is the glue that binds the soul of man to God. It's one thing in the conscious state that we can actually say, like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's something that is not the norm. And so for us, looking back at the 60s, looking at some of the great, like the Guess Who, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, even some of the stuff from Grand Funk with Mark Farner, who's made contact with us over the last year.
Right.
We're hoping to start working with some of the old greats. We have a seventh disc in concept where we want to we'll do covers as a band, but we'd like to do, you know, the best protest songs, cover them, and try to do with as many of the original artists.
That's wonderful. We're talking to Paul of Poker Face. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for joining us. Yet another view from the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is the bad, and this is the ugly. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots, and you're getting the good, the bad, and the ugly each week. We have a cornucopia, if you will, a platter of possibilities, and certainly ideas for you to digest, ruminate, and figure out the answers to. And one of the things that I had a very great pleasure last 2 weekends ago was I met Mayor Lou Barletta from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And, of course, if anyone knows Mayor Lou Barletta, he's one of the top mayors in the country who started going after illegal aliens. And, of course, he's your man there in Pennsylvania, right, Paul?
Yeah, he actually is like 15 miles from where my parents live. And, in fact, one of the bands that brought me down to Allentown was based out of Hazleton. So I know the city pretty well. And friends of ours, probably. I don't know if you know John Clark from CARE.
No, John Clark from CARE. Yep.
Yeah, he's in touch with Barletta all the time, and you know when he stops into the area, he always comes out and hangs out with some of my friends and I. So,
well, he was to meet him was really just outstanding. And
he's cool from what they tell me. I just haven't had the opportunity to go meet him.
He's very articulate. He's very bright. The guy is very intelligent, very articulate, and he stands tall. And I met him right there at the Radio Row, and I actually got a chance to talk with him. I said, two books that I think are very important, and ladies and gentlemen, get those pencils and papers out. One of them, of course, is The Tipping Point by Malcolm Gladwell. I read that book before going on the 21st Century Paul Revere ride last summer. And in any social upheaval, in any social movement, in any moment in time when things change, like if you look back at the Magna Carta, what caused it to happen? Well, there was enough people that finally said enough of this legalized slavery, feudalism, if you will, and stood up and said, we demand that you sign this, you lordly state person, you king of the castle, or we're going to kill you. And so it's the little people finally got up and said something. And if you look at what Lou Barletta said, he's one of the little people, or recognized as supporting and a little person who got into power, saying enough of this lawlessness. And so The Tipping Point means more of us become the Lou Barlettas across this nation, more of us stand up and speak out and create the tipping point that stops this particular invasion of our country by really forcing the president and the Congress to enforce
the job
our
or impeach
laws
them,
and making sure that they pay attention. And also another one I told him, and he had an aide right with him, and it was really cool. He said, write it down, and he did. And the other one is Words That Work by Dr. Luntz. I think it's Frank Luntz. And it's about what you say. But not only is it what you say, it's how you're heard. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the key here in this great battle for America to stop this immigration invasion is to move forward with words that work so that people that hear them, and that's what I think comes through in Poker Face Music, is that your words and your lyrics that really express America and express Americans and their needs, their wants, their frustrations, and all that is the key that motivates people to take action. And would you say, I mean, that's what I got out of the state of Pennsylvania and Lou Barletta.
Yeah, I feel like we've always been tried to be the voice of the little people, the ones that don't make the headline lies, you know, the ones whose stories are more riveting because, you know, no fiction could ever write truth. And we're blessed here in Pennsylvania. The next county over, John Morganelli, our DA, is actually going after the employers of the illegals, which, you know, I went to one of his televised conferences, and where he was basically, you know, explaining this to those, you know, who need to hear in the valley. And we also have a guy down in Philadelphia who owns Gino's Steaks that basically got into trouble with the PC Nazis because he basically said, if you can't order in English, you can't order. Okay, we'll help you to order, but you're going to order in English. And they had a little celebration for July 4th that we went down, met up with our buddy John Clark down there.
Yeah.
And right down the block, on the opposite block, there was a Mexican restaurant, and they're like blasting the tunes. And I'm like, now this is the crap that I don't want. Okay, I have a Mexican father, and I have a whole Mexican side of the family that I love dearly. I don't want Americans hating Mexicans as much as I don't want Mexicans hating Americans.
Right.
But because of globalist plans, they're forcing this down our throat. So we get busy killing each other instead of just focusing on the few that either need to be impeached or you know, charged as traitors, or they need to be Nuremberg, man. Okay? Or, you know, there will be a Second American Revolution. And that's another name that has been given to the band, is that we are the house band for the Second American Revolution, because we acknowledge the fact that it can only get so bad before the common Joe is starting to look around and go, like, you know what? It's time to break these bonds that once held us, because you no longer represent us. You're no longer hearing us. And the little peoples, like the Barlettas, like the Frosties, and the poker heads over here, and we're all starting to band to say, hey, enough is enough. And if you're not going to hear us, and you're not taking our arms away yet, then we're going to do something about it. And we have songs like Calling for Revolution on Made in America, with James Traficant, you know, opening it up with one of his famous one-liners.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, one of the things you bring a point here as far as, like, Geno's and the Steaks in Philly, and the fact that they wanted to order in English, there is a solution, and of course you state the solution to any and all that's going on right now, and that is to go after the money.
The employers. As soon as that dries up, there's no more jobs here, and I'm more than happy to help the Mexicans have a real revolution, because their country's very wealthy. but it too is being run like a little fiefdom down there.
That's right.
So it's like I'd rather train them, send them back with their constitution since we don't seem to be using it very much these days, and help them take back a country and be real free because, brother, when we'll all be busy being free, we don't really have time to go, like, take something of somebody else's that's not mine, like the Afghani heroin. That's why we're in Afghanistan, or the Iraqi oil for the reasons why we're in Iraq. Okay? It's time for mankind to learn total freedom or we're going to be subjected to total enslavement. And I was born a free man, and frankly, I will die a free man. I will not be on my knees for anybody. And I don't care if they're Mexicans or not. It's like, dude, you guys need to go home. Stop being the slave wage refugees up here. Okay?
I will help you. I want to echo that. One of the things that is very disturbing to me, because, I mean, I have very many Hispanic friends. I work with Andy Ramirez, Lupe Marino, Haiti Pavia, Priscilla Espinoza, Robert Vasquez up in Idaho. I mean, the list goes on. And
right,
every time,
and on and on.
Carmen Morales, who's a fabulous lady there in the East Coast. And these are beautiful people. And Mexico is a beautiful country, and I've traveled all over it, and I've certainly seen some of the great, the Gold Museum there in Mexico City, you name it. I've trained down from Juarez all the way down to Mexico City, and my gosh, Mexico has such a rich heritage. And the great tragedy is that there is a fiefdom down there, and that the rich make sure that the poor stay poor. And the same
there's no middle
thing,
class.
No middle class whatsoever.
Middle class.
And then you have the same kind of elitism and slave waging type of people up here in this country who are taking advantage of it in simply the same kind of a way here in the United States of America.
It's parasitical, brother, and it's not right.
That's exactly right. It is not right. And so that every employer of every illegal alien needs to be the one that has to sign the Magna Carta, if you will, and or go to jail. And again, that's what we're working for across the nation. Peter Boyles on KHOW here in Denver, and of course Terry Anderson out there on his show.
Hey, Terry's very cool, man.
Terry, I spoke with Terry just 2 weeks ago, and I've always been on the same stage with him. He's a brilliant speaker, a brilliant mind, a brilliant man.
He's an American, man.
Oh, yeah, he's an American. He's the great passion.
I would go for hyphens. Hyphens is the way to continue to divide and conquer us, okay?
Yeah.
There's just Americans. Until you start to group yourself, then you're the groupist, all right? I'm the one looking at you as an American until you start to, you know, ask for special rights or more special than other rights. And like either we're all Americans or we're not. And if we're not, you know, I fight for the one that we are.
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll try to maintain that.
What do we have if we don't have being an American? Now, one of the things that I think we're facing right now, this NAFTA superhighway going up through Texas and the Trans Texas corridor. Can you give us some feelings on that and some of the consequences of that?
We need to respect borders. I know that the North American Union is something that the Council on Foreign Relations just released, that it's a done deal with the Amero being the new currency on its way to becoming a phoenix as a global currency.
Right.
We need to stop them here. We failed with NAFTA, even though we probably had real votes, but, you know, with electronic voting, even in the House and Senate, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, the bills will always go the wrong way, kind of just like how the IRS was created on the midnight vote before Christmas. And we got to get the scoundrels out of Congress, man. They're all traitors, okay? All of them. Both houses, most of the judges, and our dear POTUS and vice POTUSes. Wasn't Cheney just recently impeached by Kucinich?
Yeah, he was going to bring impeachment proceedings against Cheney. And everybody was hoping that he would bring impeachment proceedings against Bush at the same time.
It has to happen since, look, they're not enforcing the borders. The one thing that they were tasked with in the first 9 amendments of the Constitution, okay? Or not amendments, but articles. And one is ensuring our borders. They've done a horrible job. In fact, Bush purposely lost this election for many Republicans when he could have done so much to help them because of their vote for being, you know, the war. But he lost it for many of them just so that he could get an acquiescent Democratic Congress that would pass his amnesty bullcrap, okay? And that should sicken every Republican out there that this traitor is message from top to bottom, even to his own Republican base. He does not care about you. So vote American. Vote for Ron Paul.
I want to really jump on that one, too, because Ron Paul just won, I think, the latest debate. Ron Paul was just extraordinary.
Definitely.
Out there. And he brought some huge impact to that debate.
Right. He talked about real issues like not being for the Real ID Act.
Right.
Okay. He's not for the IRS. One of the first things that he would do as president would be to put them out of business. The brother has always voted for the Constitution. He's tried to pass laws where it says, like, before anybody else brings a bill to the floor, where does it enumerate it in the Constitution for its legality or basis to be there? He's one of us. And that's why, like, any polls that's been on the net, he's blown the contenders away. There's not even within hundreds. We're not even within thousands. But the mainstream media won't even talk about him, okay?
Well, you know, I think it's going to talk about him because I think men like Ron Paul, certainly Tom Tancredo, even Duncan Hunter, there are going to rise up out of this great debate. The integrity of Ron Paul, the ideas of Tom Tancredo, the stand up and speak out of Duncan Hunter's, and the American people are going to take to that, and it's very possible that you're going to see this issue go to the front burner because of Ron Paul, certainly because of Tom Tancredo, who's been battling now all of his U.S. congressman's life, and the key is that the American people are going to have a chance to latch onto it. George Bush, as a president right now, has turned out to be quite the failure, and he only has about 20 months left. He's got 20 months left, and mostly
he declares martial law, right?
Well, and probably he probably won't have a chance to declare martial law at this point, not for any longevity, but he's going to find himself, you know, out on his ear, and finally the American people are going to have a chance to start throwing out a lot of, if not most of the Senate, certainly all the men and women who have been doing such a terrible job, whether it's Specter or John McCain or Ted Kennedy, Chris Cannon.
You need paper ballots, brother.
Right, it goes right on
down the line. Paper ballots before it happens.
Right, exactly. So the one thing that I would say about this NAFTA highway most people don't appreciate is that it's going to take jobs away from truckers. It's going to take jobs away from the Teamsters. It's going to take jobs away from the longshoremen.
Exactly.
Because those longshoremen are no longer going to have those 86 ports across America that normally take in all of the products that come from around the world. Those ports are going to be diminished, and all of the goods are going to come down through the Mexican ports.
Exactly.
And then, of course, all of our middle-class jobs are going to be taken away, and then all of a sudden this superhighway with NAFTA, CAFTA, the FTAA, is going to destroy essentially the middle class's ability to earn a decent living on this thing, Paul.
Right. We're all serfs on the global plantation, brother, and that's how they're doing it. Through trade treaties that are super above our Constitution, which we're never supposed to be. But ever since the act of Northern aggression against the South, which they call the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln's illegal action basically destroyed what was the Republic of the United States. Now we're the Federal Union of the socialistic democratic states. And we need to get these paper ballots initiatives on every state level, because as long as ES&S and Diebold and Sequoia manipulate the votes, and Man of the Year is a really good movie with Robin Williams in it to get a good example of how it gets done. But electronic voting will only continue to ensure that the elite candidates always make it there, so people like Ron Paul and other good ones will not make it there anymore. So paper ballots is the way to go. Go to the county level, because that's where it has to be attacked at.
That's correct. One of the things that I am fighting tooth and nail against is electronic voting, because anything that's not got a paper trail is something that can
Fantasy.
Be manipulated. And you cannot carry on a Republican form of government. You cannot maintain a republic, a constitutional republic, if you have no evidence, if you have no paper trail. And we have been duped into allowing Diebold and a couple of these others to have the power to come in and take these votes. It's almost like Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, where everything was stuck into the experimental tube and no one had a say because it was already a done deal. And so that's why it's exciting that Poker Face and other individuals certainly are standing up and speaking out and really keeping the light on. And that's what I'm appreciating, that you're keeping the light on. And when you focus the light, when you shine the light on any cockroach, of course, Ed, what does it do?
Makes them scatter, brother. Or they try to take down a website for a few days or a couple weeks, you know?
That's
we
exactly
know we
right.
must be doing good. They've done it to us often.
Boy, they sure do. Now, let's kind of go over the thing about the Mexican truckers coming across. You have any thoughts on that as it's starting to come upon us?
Yeah, I wish people would back the truckers that were trying to have a recent trucker strike just to bring attention to it, since the mainstream press just can't seem to find a reporter to send to even, like, expose any light on it. But like you said, good-paying middle-class jobs are going to be gone, especially the longshoremen, okay? The common blue-collar, white-collar jobs that are going, and once they go, we will have no means to fight back because they will have taken all our guns by then.
You got that right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Paul of Poker Face, the band that's rocking across the country and exposing everything that's going on in the political arena. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, and I can just see Clint Eastwood there chewing on his stogie as he's facing off with Lee Van Cleef and Eli Wallach for all that gold there at the bottom of the great cemetery, where they finally drew to the final conclusion of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'll bet many of you out there are chewing on your own metaphor historical stogie, if you will, trying to figure out what this country's doing, where this president's going, how this Congress is operating. And as we all know, it's all about money. The metaphor of the money and the gold that Eli Wallach and Lee Van Cleef and certainly Clint Eastwood were going after in that movie, the same thing is happening today. And it's about money. It's about the power. If you look at what the North American Union is, it's all being shoved down our throats because somebody's making a lot of money. And really what it's going to take is you got to get in the gunfight. You got to face down Eli Wallach, and you got to the bad guy, which of course was Lee Van Cleef. You got to face down the ugly. You got to face down the bad, and you got to get involved. And that's the key here. Paul, we have a question from a caller from Rhode Island. Keith, are you on the line? And you have a question for Paul, please, sir.
Yes, yes, Paul. I'm not really familiar with your band. I read about you in American Free Press. By way of reference, would you consider Poker Face to be more closely aligned with maybe the music of Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, or would you have more in common, would you say, with Rage Against the Machine and Jello Biafra and the Dead Kennedys?
How about somewhere between, like a Mark Farner from Johnny Don't Let Them Take Your Guns, which was produced by Zappa but done by Mark Farner and Grand Funk Railroad, or the songs more like along the lines of the Crosby, Stills and Nash or Guess Who, or Edwin Starr's War.
Oh, those are all good. Inspirations. Okay, I wasn't really familiar with the type of music you played, so it's more like a classic rock sound.
Classic to heart, because it's for the kids. It's more like a more of a driving. So we have harmonies that sound like Alice in Chains, and we have a lot of riffs like Led Zeppelin. So if you want to know musically where it's at, that's where it would be.
Okay, so is it more about the music or the politics?
First of all, we always write the music first, but what's happened, it's like the calling was more about not us, but for the greater picture, and it turned into the songs are either political or the spiritual nature, and the boy-girl love stuff that we started with barely makes even one or two per disc anymore, so.
Okay, one last question. I know we're pressed for time, but do you get any resistance from radio station owners that they don't want to play your music because of the nature, the political nature, or have you encountered any resistance to getting mass airplay of your music?
Of course, on mainstream, we're nowhere to be seen. The only way that we're heard is by the cool freedom networks like RBN and others that are out there, and or newspapers like American Free Press or Don Harkin's Idaho Observer. The truth is out there. You just have to search for it. In those venues, we get acknowledged or people know us through those organizations. But if it ever makes it out on like a mainstream radio, it's because of a fluke.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you very much. It's always nice to hear from Rhode Island. From a Harrop, of course, writes there for the Providence, Rhode Island papers, and I appreciate everything she does. She's very, very good. Paul, it's been a pleasure to have you on board this evening.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, it really has been a pleasure. Thanks for all your work. And ladies and gentlemen, www.pokerface.com. Check it out. Check out the music. I've got the CDs here in my own office. And really an honor and a pleasure, gentlemen. Coming up at the end of the week, we're going to have a guest, Don McKee, and he's going to be talking about the implications of adding 100 million people to the United States of America in the next 30 years. And he's an expert. He's a physicist. He was one of the members of the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. So thanks for joining us. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, bidding you a God bless and Godspeed.
It's true.